Graham, do you feel he got you what you deserve from that game?
I think we've lost a point tonight. That's what I think. I don't think we did enough to win the game. I think Coventry are a very good team, a lot of good players, and popped the ball round without really hurting us, which we were. We felt good about because, and I thought with 10 minutes to go, I think a point would have been a good point for us. And we should have got it really. You know, we're really disappointed with the goals that we let in. Obviously the second one we're rushing for, but the first one especially. But the lads have got nothing to be sorry about. I think they've come up against a good team, and we've just, I feel, lost a point.
Didn't seem to get the bounce of the ball either tonight. Just didn't seem to fall for you somehow.
No, you know, I think we've had one header cleared off the line in the first half, and you know, I think it was there wasn't much goal mouth action in it, you know, from both teams really. You know, I think both teams were organised and controlled and disciplined, and without much going on at both ends really. And you get games like that, but when you get games like that, you've got to make sure you see it through and take what you know you're going to get. And to concede, you know, the first goal so late in the game, like I said, when I didn't think that hurt us really in terms of chances, disappointing.
It felt like Coventry produced a fairly typical away performance, you know, sat back early on and knocked it around but didn't really hurt you, and then sort of grew into the game. But it falls to you to try and break that down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. I think as a home team, and yeah, we've brought on a couple of attacking subs to see if we can, you know, force the issue without losing our defensive discipline. And yeah, I think we sort of did create a couple of little opportunities where we needed a better final pass or ball or actual finish. It wasn't to be, but you know, we're disappointed we haven't seen that out as a clean sheet. You know, I don't think we've lost 3 points now. I think we've lost a point, and it's disappointing considering, you know, the two previous performances and results. But you know, this has been our season so far, and it's one where we're not going to go overboard with the players. They've been absolutely magnificent. You can't question their desire and commitment to the game. We've just lost a little bit of focus right at the end.
Players have reacted well to adversity before, and you'll be expecting that reaction again, I guess, on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, they're a great bunch of lads. You know, I think win or lose, I still get the same feeling of motivation from every single one of them. They always train to their maximum. They give you everything in a game. You can see it when they come in the change room. They're spent because they've left everything out on the pitch, and we will always have that from our players, and they're fantastic in that aspect. So we know we're going to have you know, disappointing days. Today's a disappointing day, but there's always Saturday, and we've just spoke to them straight after the game about focusing on Saturday now, preparing right, and make sure we go to Bradford with a positive mindset.
9 games to go, Graham, 27 points to play for, and there's still a lot to play for this club, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I think we've got to enjoy where we are and what we're doing. Not get bogged down with this league position or what other teams are doing. I think we've got to enjoy playing against clubs like we did tonight, beating clubs like we did with Sheffield United, competing well. You know, I think that's only the fourth home defeat in about 12 months. I think before tonight, only the top two have lost less home games. I think we're a strong outfit and a competitive outfit, and I think we've got to appreciate that and keep going. And like you say, we've got 27 points to play for, and we're going to get everything in our power to get as many as we can.
Another really big stadium to go to on Saturday, and then of course Preston at home after that, so lots to look forward to.
Well, that's the thing, you know, I think if we get, you know, listen, we're all professionals and we're all desperate to do well, and we're disappointed tonight, but we've got to, you know, look around us and look at the clubs that are coming to us, look at the clubs we're going to visit, and then sort of enjoy the adventure that we're on at the moment. And there's still loads of points to play for, and we're going to stay positive right from now to the end of the season. And Saturday's going to be a test, just like every other game has been. But we're looking forward to it.